This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Hey, welcome back. Glad you can join us. And if you found us, there's probably a reason why you were searching for certain things. And there are certain things that we all need. We have certain needs. Part of those needs are emotional needs to be fulfilled. And everybody's different on what they need. How do you convey that to others, whether it's professionally, personally, but you do it with confidence? We are going to talk about that today, what those needs are, how to convey them. And that's all in her wheelhouse as a certified relationship coach. Tiffany Aquino is back with us. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, Steve. Thank you. How are you?
Really good and really intrigued about this topic. Mm-hmm. Because I have an idea of what emotional needs are and can be, but not 100% sure. And then, of course, yeah. We need to get into how do you communicate that with others and feel good about it. So let's talk about some emotional needs that could be within mm-hmm. some of us or all of us.
Sure. So let me go ahead with a handful of points I'd like to discuss in our discussion first so that we kind of go over all of that real fast. We're going to understand what they are first, and then why we struggle with them, how to communicate them with confidence and vulnerability, and the mistakes that we made and how to build that emotional intimacy. So overall, emotional needs, we all have them. If you've ever heard of the term, I need to fill my bucket or my bucket isn't filled, per se. Some marriage books like to use that term as well. Sometimes, a lot of us, especially some of us who've gone through childhood trauma, we're told or not told, but we're growing up in a household where we weren't able to have a voice. So that suppresses that kind of tool set and that trait in us that's designed in all of us. We all have emotional needs. So, emotional needs are the foundation for having emotional safety, for us to feel valued, for us to feel connection, and for emotional trust.
And I would assume that most of us don't convey those needs because of childhood. How about this one? Children are to be seen and not heard.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Fantastic. Not.
Yeah. I heard that one often, yes. Mm. And it was a very strict rule in my household growing up. So let me ask you this question, Steve. This is a great question. I love this one.
Yep.
Do you think that most people are aware of their emotional needs or they're not aware of them until something happens?
Until something happens.
Yep. I would agree with that as well. I think that goes for the majority of us. Mm. And why would you say that is? That's so.
Because we're not truly in touch with ourselves unless we do the quote work, end quote, and get in touch. And you're only going to know when you know. So when a situation presents and it sets you off kilter, because we're so programmed from evolution to just keep it the way it is. Don't make any changes. So when a change happens, another emotion comes up and then you're like, oh, what do I do now? How do I deal with that?
Right. Exactly. And so that's the other point that we're going to go into as well, which is kind of how to identify them, right? Because when we're in a relationship, especially in marriage, and you and I are both divorced and we understand what that's like, right? And you go through that and your head's kind of spinning and you want to convey your side at the same time. You want to listen to the other person, and whether you have patience with it or not, that's huge, right? We have to have the patience. Listening is another form of communication. Mm-hmm. But if we step back and kind of look at them, I would say that the most popular, I guess you could say, emotional needs are was we want to be seen, valued. If you've ever heard of the five love languages.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh. You know, I heard of them back in the day. I'm like, whatever. And, and now, at this point in my life, I am a firm believer that relationships would be all types, actually, not just romantic partnerships.
Yeah.
All relationships would be so much better if we just told others what we want. That's it.
Exactly.
Probably divorce rate would be lowered by a third.
Oh, absolutely. Well, understanding what our love languages are, right? The five of them. We've got the oh my gosh, I'm catching myself off guard. So we've got physical touch, we've got quality time, which is huge, and words of affirmation, acts of service, and I'm forgetting another
affection. Do we hit that one?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So physical affection, quality time, acts of service, words of affirmation, and oh my goodness.
Wait, was the gift one?
Yes, that's it. And gift giving. That's right. Yeah. And that's how you can tell what someone else's love language is. They've got a dominant one and a second one. It's usually how they convey something to you.
We're not progressing until you reveal yours and I give mine. Even the top two.
Mine?
Yeah.
Okay. Quality time and physical. Affection.
I find a lot of women say quality time is number one. Interesting. And there's never any judgment with any of this. Yeah. Mine would be affection and words of affirmation.
Yes. And for a majority of men and for a majority of women, that's exactly that.
Yeah.
So for a woman to feel connected into a relationship, she needs to feel emotionally safe for her to give physically. And the exact opposite is for the man. Which is why that the love languages are usually, for most part, in that form.
But interesting, since we opened the door here on this, that if someone says that it's quality time, that also, it's not just spend time with me.
Right.
It's more of what comes from that, the safety, the emotional connection, and all
absolutely, of that. Absolutely. Yes. It all stems off of that. And then which is why I want to get to my second point is how do we convey and communicate that effectively, right? And for starters, if we're in an argument, or let's back up a little bit. A lot of us are afraid to communicate our emotional needs because we don't know how, or because we weren't taught how to do that, or we simply don't know what they are. A lot of it stems from the fact that we feel like we're going to be rejected. And for me, my biggest one was, well, if I kind of convey and ask for you to meet my emotional needs, I'm going to come across as needy. So I'll just shut up and I won't say anything at all. And I'll just continue to go with the flow. Yep. People pleaser, right? That doesn't work for anybody. That is a sure sign that the relationship isn't going to go anywhere. So what do? We suppress and then we resent because we think now the other person's just supposed to know, right? That's a big one that they're just supposed to know. So,
and especially, just want to add here on the male side. Some men feel that they're less stronger, less masculine when they bring these emotional things up because how did they grow up? Big boys don't cry, man up, and all of that. So now they suppress all of that, those emotions from early in life right until later in life.
Exactly, which brings us to the next point, which is why we struggle. And I would say you've got a great point right there, is that for men, they are told to, for the most part, to be strong, man up, don't open up, stay closed. The vulnerability is a beautiful thing. It's truly the only way to open up your heart and for someone else to get to know you, whether it be you and your guy friend talking or you talking to your wife or your girlfriend. We have to open up and express ourselves and to communicate who we truly are and what our needs are. And if we don't do that and we suppress that, we cut the line. It's like how do we communicate if all we have is the telephone and we choose not to pick up the phone and call somebody? And because, that's a sign of weakness, which is not. It's truly a sign of strength when we choose to be vulnerable. Vulnerability is a beautiful, if you've ever seen Brené Brown's TED Talk on vulnerability, it's wonderful. And I think it's still the number one TED Talk. But yes, I'm so glad you mentioned vulnerability because it is something that I admire in a man when he chooses to go that route because for anybody, it's a very scary thing. And when you open up and you're vulnerable and say, hey, this is what my needs are, and you use I statements, by the way.
Yeah.
And using I statements is very important instead of saying, you made me feel this way. We want to reframe that and say, I feel this way or I felt this way when this happened. And my needs are, I would appreciate if we could. And this is what I'm looking for.
It's such a shame because many times men, and I understand why, just what we're talking about, get a bad rap, if you will, because when they're confronted, they shut down. I don't want to talk about this right now. I'm not dealing with this. You know, what about later? But maybe later we'll get blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I think deep down inside he does want to, but he doesn't know how to because he never got a chance to because of all the things that we're identifying here.
Right, right. And unfortunately, that's just the culture, right? And I think if in the relationship coach world or just with the divorce rate that's going on right now, we just have to realize that something's got to give.
Yep.
Right. And we're numbing ourselves isn't doing anybody any good. And we're to the point where the culture is constantly talking about healing. And when we have a higher percentage of, you know, the divorce rate is so high, relationships aren't working, you get on the dating apps, and it's just like there's just no connection after the 3-month honeymoon period's over. It's just like, okay, start over again with somebody else. It's just this vicious cycle, and you're trying to figure it all out, right? Like we talked about before with boundaries, and now we're talking about needs. All of this stems to a couple of words. One, we want to feel safe, seen, valued, and in order to do that, we have to build the confidence to convey our boundaries and our emotional needs in order to feel safe, connected, and valued. And when both people feel that and be vulnerable and express their needs to one another, you have a beautiful foundation and a beautiful relationship. And, oh, by the way, I mean, I don't know if you've ever heard that an emotional affair is the strongest affair aside from a physical affair. Mm-hmm. And there's a very good reason for that because you're bonding. You know, there is two people who have decided to come together emotionally and open up their heart to one another. That has started an emotional connection, a deep bond. Yeah. So if you can do that in your relationship with your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, fiance, whatever, and you've got something, you've got a great foundation. So
finding the confidence to do that or even just express your emotion, would that begin with you in identifying the emotions? Because how can you express something that you're unaware of?
Right.
And really kind of doing some soul searching first.
Absolutely. 100%. You hit the nail on the head. It's identifying that. It's pausing because like we mentioned before, especially if you're in a heated argument, right? And you're just spitting out words. That used to be me. Right? It was just like, you just have to get your point across, but you don't know how. And you've got all these thoughts and emotions running like crazy and you just want to fix it now. And you really just have to take a moment, pause, breathe, reset. You may have to just go into the other room for a little bit and think about what it is that you really want to convey. And so the first step you have to do is just kind of calm down. And even if you have to write it down, think about what am I feeling right now? And what you're feeling right now is most likely going to be some negative emotions. So think about what is the opposite of that negative emotion? And you found your need. That's your emotional need that you're looking for, whether it be in that particular moment or your overall emotional need. So if you can figure out what you're feeling right now, put a name to it, name it, claim it. And then, you know, obviously if it's in that situation like that, that's going to be a negative feeling, then you want to turn that around into a positive. Okay, so if I'm feeling scared, I need to feel courageous. If I'm feeling unloved, I need to feel worthy or loved, right? If I'm feeling like, you know, we'll use time, for example, like you're not here, you're not present enough for me. Quality time is something that I need and that I value. And when we choose to suppress all that because we don't want to, you know, come across as needy, especially for people who are early on in a relationship, for example, in the dating world, and they don't want to come across as too needy, and that's that. It's so important to have those conversations early on, to not waste anyone's time or to not come, you know, go into a situation that's completely unnecessary and hurts both people.
It's kind of tough, especially at the beginning of a relationship, to go there, you know, at the very beginning, to even say, what do you want? Like, what do you want in a relationship, this relationship? What's important to you? Even the 5 love languages. I think in the very early stages, all right, let's go online here. You know, let's take 20 minutes and see, you know, yeah. what fits you, unless you already know, like we already know, we've already done, you know, the quiz.
Right.
But honestly, I didn't even have to do the quiz. I just looked at the five. I'm like, yeah, no problem. I get that's it. I know what it is. I appreciate the acts of service, but that's not really what moves me.
Right.
Yeah. It's nice, but, you know,
that's last on your list, right?
Yeah. It's nice. You know, plate of meatballs and, you know, sauce and everything. That's great, you know, but there's other things that are more important, but identifying them, but yeah, you know, the finding the confidence, I really feel that you need to figure you out first before, and like really to the point where you really know, as opposed to you're guessing before you can convey that to anybody else.
Absolutely. And that's exactly it. You do have to know yourself. And even if, you know, so for example, we're going to go back again to our childhood where we're still trying to figure ourselves out. We're going to relationship to relationship to relationship, and you're not taking the time to actually process and heal and find yourself and kind of, you know, put a name to what all of this is, boundaries, standards, what my needs are. And you know, oh my gosh, I learned all of this late in life, very, very late in life. And when you take the time to, you know, put pause on all of this and just focus on yourself and your healing. And truly, it's really not overrated, this whole healing thing. It's just something that we really need to just keep pushing a little bit more. And what that means is taking time to just process everything you've been through in life that hurt you. And taking the time to figure out who you really are and what you need. So you said it, Steve. It's figuring out. It's knowing yourself, and the only way to do that is just to take time and to listen to your emotions and your feelings. And if they're negative, switch that to the positive, and then you'll find it.
Would you say that a lot of the benefit and beauty that comes from this is once you figure out your emotions, and that gets you to the point of expressing and conveying them with confidence?
Mm-hmm.
The bonus from all of this is, you're stronger. You're able to put up boundaries. Mm-hmm. You truly know what you need and want in life. Even if you're single, if you figure that out, it's like, oh, now I know what I'm looking for. And you're not it. And maybe you're not it. Oh, wait a minute. You seem to be, you know, fitting, you know, checking all the boxes. But you can't check the boxes until you truly know what you want, truly know you.
Exactly. Yes. And not only that, but then you start to feel some peace of mind with yourself because you're not suppressing anything anymore.
Yes.
You're feeling more reassured with yourself because now that you actually see it, it's clear to you now what you're feeling and what you're seeing and what it is, emotional needs and boundaries, right? You've kind of got it all laid out for yourself instead of kind of just going with the flow of life and relationships and such. So now that has built confidence in you and you feel more self-worth, more self-love, more self-acceptance, and more reassurance in yourself to convey that. And when you do, and you're with the right person who respects you, they're going to honor that, right? And then you're going to take the time to listen to their needs. And like I said, because listening is another form of communication. So, and you're going to honor each other's needs and boundaries or whatever they are. Most importantly, I would say needs comes up more frequently, almost probably on a day-to-day or a weekly basis with a couple or friendship. And when you can listen to one another and communicate that effectively and honor each other's feelings and emotions because you're being vulnerable with each other.
Yep.
That creates a really strong bond.
It makes all the other stuff even better, if you will.
Absolutely.
Would you say another benefit of all of this is, and it's work, and I believe that everything is work, and I don't mean that in a negative way. Even,
true.
You know, we're doing this today on Halloween. I'm hanging with some friends tonight, you know. What costume are you wearing? What time are you going to be there? Are we getting tickets in advance? What time are you in there? Who's going? Blah, 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 blah. It's great, but it's work. Who's driving?
Right.
All of that. But once you do the work, you can finally look at yourself and say, I get me now.
Yeah.
Right? And it's really good.
Absolutely. Because you're building a foundation. Right, you're building a solid foundation within yourself so that you can have a solid foundation in all of your relationships, friendships, marriage, what have you,
Yeah.
because you feel solid and grounded, and so now that is conveyed into your relationships. So yes, absolutely.
And isn't it true that at that point, other good things happen? You may even, once you get you, and you've done that work, you can convey with confidence your emotions, but at the same time, other doors kind of open up, like maybe a better job, because mm-hmm. you feel, like you said, the foundation. And isn't it funny that we think we have a foundation or a solid one? Maybe we have a little one and it's, you know, right. The cement hasn't dried yet. but once it's solid, it's like things change in life for the better, way for the better.
Absolutely. I think that's called wisdom, right? It's growth. It's evolution. It's like a metamorphosis stage. That's how I felt probably about 5 years ago. I just felt like that stage and we're evolving. And as we evolve, we grow in wisdom. And we can certainly learn from each other who've been through.
You know, a word that's popped in my head with all of this, when you figure that out, it's clarity. You get clarity on life, situations present. It's not like a muddy water situation. Now that you've got you figured out, now I'm gonna be negative, but I'm not gonna stand for that, or that doesn't align with me. And even people, you start weeding people out where you realize that's not really what aligns with me. I thought it was, but it wasn't.
Absolutely. And that's called being true to yourself.
Yeah.
Right. And then having the confidence to stick to that, because when we can't, because it's not going to be easy in the beginning. Right. Especially for someone who's been codependent people pleaser for a while. It takes some time.
Big time.
To build that confidence and to stick to that. Right. And to not weave in and out, to go according to what they're wanting or expecting of you, right? Mm. You have your needs, and this is what's going to work for you. And either they're going to honor that or they're not. So,
and even the final thought with my experience in studying that thing called energy, you get to a point where you get you and you get all of this, that you exude a certain type of energy of positivity. And then others are just automatically attracted to you. And that's kind of where the magic begins.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's that energy, that confidence, that kind of surrender. If I were to kind of look at somebody and say they've just got this peace about them, right? And that peace is that grounded confidence that they have in themselves. They're sure of themselves, not in a cocky way, but they have this peace about themselves. They know what they want. They know what their needs are. They know what their boundaries are. And their nervous system is quite calm for the most part because they have reassurance in themselves.
So we identified that there's work to be done here to get to that beautiful point in your life. And I truly believe you can't do it alone.
Right.
You can walk that journey. How does somebody connect with you, Tiffany?
Thank you. So there's two ways on my website, which is TiffanyAquinoCoaching.com. So TiffanyAquinoCoaching.com, or on Instagram at TiffAquinoCoaching on Instagram.
Beautiful. Thank you for today. I wondered where we were going with this. If you remember, I said, I'm like, I'm not really sure. But now, you know, as we started driving the car, it came all clear, and how all these other things all fall into place in a beautiful way. So I appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you, Steve. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
You too. We'll catch up next week, right?
Sounds good.
Got it. All right. We'll be right back.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, This is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve! It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.